Hi, my name is Cyril Moshko. You're listening to the Russian Jazz Podcast, which I'm recording right here in Moscow, Russia. If a Russian jazz musician decides that he may want something more than just domestic fame, he has three different options to choose from. Option number one is to go to America and stay there forever. This way is probably the most desperate, because America has zillions of its own jazz musicians who compete in a relatively narrow market sector. It is quite difficult to compete with the guys who grew up in an ongoing day-by-day battle for their own place in the sun. And do not forget that many of them play way better than you do. So the ones who choose that way deserve at least some respect. Option number two is to go to America, but not forever. Sooner or later, those guys return, and not because they fail. No, they get the education and the experience they need, and then they bring it all back home. Look at Igor Butman, Russia's premier sax man, who spent a decade in the US to become both a brilliant performer and an active and lucky producer. And there is third option, a way that requires a musician to be as excellent as if he had chosen one of the first two options, but at the same time to work perhaps even harder. This way is to get international without leaving Russia. And this is what piano player Andrei Kondakov does. Born in Ukraine in 1962, Andrei studied music theory at Dnipropetrovsk Music School in Ukraine, jazz piano at Petrozavodsk Music College in northern Russia, and classical composition at St. Petersburg Conservatory, while still living in Petrozavodsk. Andrei co-led a quartet with guitar player Andrei Ryabov, which rated first among Soviet jazz combos in late 80s, early 90s, and toured the Soviet Union with American sax man Richie Cole. In 1992, Kondakov started his solo career, where he concentrated on his ability to write bright, beautiful melodies and to perform them with all the brilliance the great classical Russian piano school can provide. He toured Russia and recorded two albums with a quartet that included none other than Lenny White on drums, Eddie Gomez on bass, and Igor Butman on saxophone. He also performs in the US a lot. In 2000, he started the first Russian-Brazilian music project with the likes of drummer Paulo Braga, bass player Sergio Brandão, and percussionist Café. Right now, Andrei is performing in New York City with Lenny White, Eric Alexander, and others. After that, he will come back to St. Petersburg, where Kondakov runs a successful jazz club, and get back to touring Russia, writing a lot of beautiful music and preparing his next visits to America. We're going to listen a live recording made in Siberia in 1997. Andrei Kondakov performs one of his beautiful tunes called Deserted Park. Igor Butman is on tenor saxophone. Eddie Gomez is on acoustic bass. Lenny White on drums.
We'll be right back.
This was the Russian Jazz Podcast. My name is Cyril Moskow. Talk to you next week. Bye. Bye.